Now, okay, we do have time. Praise God. This is going better than I thought it was. We're about 35 minutes in, and I thought I was going to really run long on this. But let me give you just a brief testimony here of a few things that have happened. I said before I could tell you all sorts of things that have gone on. This has changed the way that I'm living now. This is the way that I interface with my life. And I'll just tell you what I mean by that. Let me give you a very brief example. I have had an amazing several weeks. And I'm fully persuaded that it's because of the grace of God in my life through speaking the promises over myself. And I like what Jerry Savelle said. He's going to be down at Abner Suarez's place here in a week or two. His thing over the years says that when I confess favor over my life, when I speak it, the promise over my life, then there's favor in my life. When I don't, it's not. And so, wow, you mean there's a connection? Yeah. So I've been doing that every day for some time now. And things have become interesting a little bit lately. I had an issue with my car about a month ago. I needed a motor mount. You know, every time I hit the gas, boom, something's wrong. Turned out the motor's jumping up and down because the mount is loose. And, you know, I prayed what to do about it. You know, Jenny said, maybe I'll just trade the car and get a new one. I said, well, let me pray about it. And I was praying about it and asking for wisdom. Should I trade it? Should I try to repair it? You know, the Bible says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and upbraids not, and it shall be given unto him. Is that a promise of God? How many of us use that? Come on now, I mean, I think some of us do. Anytime I'm facing something like that, Father, I thank you, Lord. Your word says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives all men to all men generously and upbraids not, it shall be given unto him. Father, I ask for wisdom for this situation. I believe I receive it because your word said you'll give it to him. Thank you, Lord, I have it. A short, simple prayer. And then I was talking with Kenny about it. He was asking for wisdom about an electrical situation he was working on. Well, the Lord showed him. He had it in a dream. Showed him exactly what to do. It always works. I've never had it not work. The many times I prayed that prayer. But we're off the subject now, so praise God. So I had an issue with my car and a motor mount. And then so one morning, a couple of weeks later, I was on my way over here to the church. And for some reason, I was coming through Bridge Street. I must have gone somewhere else in town. And I noticed that Adam's garage was open. The guy's there sometimes. Sometimes he's not. I noticed there were some cars there. I just had a sudden prompting to turn in, get an estimate. So he figured up the cost, came back and said, it'll be $124.95. I said, that sounds great. Go ahead and fix it. Call me when you're done. You know, he's going to have to let it cool down a little bit and work on it. So he had it fixed that afternoon. And in the meantime, you know, I knew I had to get an inspection for this month. And I said, well, could you check it out and see if I need anything for inspection? Well, and he said, well, you know, you need some, I need a couple of tires. There were wiring on the inside of the back tires. Need some wiper blades. And the upper brake light on the back of your car is not working. And I said, does it have to have that to pass inspection? He said, yep, sure does. And he said he could do everything for me, get it all fixed and ready to go, even inspect it, with the exception of the tires. I'd have to get those myself. He'd do it for $250. I said, well, I'll get back to you. I mean, not that that was a bad price to pay, but I'm thinking maybe I can get a little bit better than that. So replacing the tires and the wiper blades, no problem, you know, just go get them done. But the upper brake light was a challenge because it got this whole assembly on it, you know, and the light sits in the middle and you got to take this whole big thing off. Anybody, yeah, you probably had to do that. It's not easy. And I tried to find something on YouTube and they didn't have my car on there, you know. I know, and it's like, maybe mine's not exactly like that. But anyway, so I was over at Charlie Scott's place, Collinsville Tire. And, you know, we were talking to him. He was putting on a tire on my car. And I said, Charlie, do you know how to get that upper brake light assembly off? And, you know, Charlie, he kind of, no, brother, I don't know. You know, he's real soft-spoken. I said, brother, I don't know, but if you go over there across there to AutoZone, I believe they'll tell you. They'll tell you how to do it. Go ahead, brother. Okay, Charlie. I said, I hadn't thought of that. So I went across to AutoZone, and I asked him about it, and So this young lady came out. I asked the guy in there, can you come out and take a look at it? And the girl said, I'll take a look. She was the one running the store. I'm like, okay. Well, these ladies know more about the cars than the guys do. So she suggested several things. She looked at it, but she was in a hurry. She was the only one who could run the register, so she had to get back in. So I was coming over to the church, and I felt prompted to stop at O'Reilly's up here on the hill. And another young lady came out and helped me. She took a look at it. She said, well, you need to take this one loose over here, and you need to take one over there. You pull that off, and you take those two loose there, and then you just pull the light out and change it. I said, I can't give you a bulb. You got to buy the whole light part. It's $82. I said, okay, well, that sounds good. I believe I can do that. So I went ahead and ordered a part, stopped back the next morning, picked the part up, came over here, found a shady spot, and took it off. And it was all working good, except I couldn't get the wiring harness loose, you know, the cables that connect. Sometimes those things are hard to get loose, aren't they? Anyway, so I had a lunch engagement with my brother and sister out at Clarence's. We were going to eat lunch together, and it was getting close to time, so I just put the thing back on there, went out to Clarence's, met with my sister and my brother, and I told my sister, I wish your son Travis was here, because he's a car person. He'd probably show me how to do that. She said, no, he's not coming. She said, but you could stop at the auto parts place. They'll probably help you with that. I said, why didn't I think of that? I'd already found out how to take the thing off from the auto parts place. So anyway, and by the way, my sister informed me and my brother that there was some insurance money left from my mother's insurance policies when she passed. She had several of them. And she was going to transfer it to each of us and each of my siblings a little over $2,000 in the next day or two. So that was some good news. So I'm there, we're having lunch. He said, you're going to get a couple of $1,000. My brother gave me $60 while I was sitting there, and I said, what is this for? He said, well, I'm using your software. I'm going to just pay you $5 a month to keep on using it, and there's a year's worth right there. I said, okay. I wasn't asking him for anything. He just gave it to me, and I said, I'm blessed. Blessed going out and blessed coming back in. He said, amen. So I left there and went directly to O'Reilly's up here on the hill again. I asked if somebody could help me with this connector. I hope this is not boring, because it seemed like it's just ordinary stuff, but all of this is in the grace of God. So I went to O'Reilly's, and I asked someone if they could help me, and the guy said, I'll help you, brother. And he didn't look like a Christian. I think he was just a Henry County guy. I'll help you, brother. Come on. Anyway, so he got the connector loose in about 3 seconds, and I gave him $10 worth of a tip for it, but he was still a good Samaritan. He was just a nice guy, just a friendly guy, helpful. And I installed a new brake light, got that done, and it worked perfectly. So I got that part done. That's one issue to deal with. That was the hard part, the challenge. So the next morning, this saga is continued. I got up early to get out to Express Lube by 7:30 so I can get my inspection done. I'm all ready for the inspection. I want to get it done. I mean, I got the whole month of October, but you don't want to wait till the last minute. You know how that is. Everybody's there at that last week. So the guy at Express Lube said, well, the guy who does our inspections, he may not even come in today. He was out yesterday, and they're not even required to come in till 9 o'clock. And I said, 7:30. He said, you mean go over there, try the Quick Lube over on Clearview. So I drove over to Clearview, over across from the, what's the name of that church? New Day Church. And they weren't open till 8, so I'm there at 7:40 or something, and they're just sitting there, nothing going on. And in the meantime, my sister sent me a text and said, along with all my other siblings, said she was, the Zelle account she was using will only transfer $2,000 a day. That's your limit. She said, I'll have to do this over the course of a week, and I just sent her a thing. I called her up and said, listen, I'll just come by there and you can write me a check and it'll be done with. She lives in Summerfield down near Greensboro, a few miles outside of Greensboro. Oh, you drive through there. It's pretty down there. I like it. And so I told her I'd do that. She said, okay, well, I'm going out to play tennis. You may be here. I may be here when you get here or not. I'll leave it for you under a flower pot or something. And anyway, so I headed out through Ridgeway. I'm going toward North Carolina, all right? And as I was going, I noticed that my oil change was over 1,000 miles past due. What? how did I not notice that? You know, how did I not notice that? It was actually 1,500 past due. And I said, oh, man, I can't drive to North Carolina. I need to change this oil. So I swung into the Quick Lube over in Ridgeway right before you get to Clarence's. Yeah, they're good people. They do a good job. And I said, hey, can you guys change my oil for me? I'm kind of in a hurry. And he said, yeah, we can change it. We can't do a thing until 8 o'clock. It was 9 minutes to 8 at that point. See, so I was up 7:30 at Express Lube, 7:40 at Quick Lube, 7:50 out here. So I said, okay, well, I got some stuff in my car. I don't want to just leave it unlocked here. I think I'll run down to Clarence's and get a sandwich or something. He said, well, we'll just pull it around there. You know, when it comes 8 o'clock, we'll pull it right in there and change the oil. I said, that sounds good. So I headed down to Clarence's, bought a sandwich, had it in a bag, came back up with it. And about 10 minutes later, and they were already working on my car and, you know, changing the oil and whatnot. And I said to the guy, hey, do you guys possibly do inspections, state inspections? Oh, yeah, we do state inspections. I said, would you do mine? Sure. So another 10, 15 minutes, I drove out of there with a new state inspection and a new oil sticker. So all of that worked out, not the way I thought it was going to, but see, we're talking about going with the grace of God. I was like a ping pong ball going on, bing, 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 done. And it is just 9 o'clock. I got to my sister's house at 9:05. Praise God. And so anyway, now I could tell you another story, and I don't want to take too much time. Looks like we're still doing good on time, though. So last weekend, we had the big storm where the hurricane was coming through, you know, down south, and it was raining so bad up here. Well, our power went off, you know. And I saw something flash when, I don't know if there was lightning going on. I didn't remember hearing any thunder. But there was just something flashed in our house, and the power went off. It was off 10 or 12 hours. And so anyway, and I'm getting the story mixed up because it came back on the next day, and some of Jenny's receptacles weren't working. I said, oh, what's wrong here? Part of them are working, the rest of them are not. And so, and in between that time now, between the time the power was off and came back on, the next morning I got up, and of course you got to have coffee, right? What are you going to do? Head to Bojangles. So I told Jenny, I'm going to get some coffee, get something to eat. I'll bring you something back, or you can go with me. She said, no, I don't want to go. I'm just not dressed yet. So I said, I'll bring you something back. And anyway, so I drove down to Bojangles, got my food, ate it, had a cup of coffee, got Jenny's food, went back to the car, and click, 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 click. You know, a dead battery is a dead battery. You know what they sound like. I've had that battery for 3 years now. I mean, I've had it actually before I bought the car, so there's no telling how old it is, but it's been perfect up to that point. But batteries just go out suddenly these days. And suddenly, click, 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 click. It's not a good suddenly. But anyway, I called up Jenny, and she said, well, I'm dressed already. I'll just come down there. And I said, well, I got my jumper cables here, and which I've never used before. I think I let Janine use them one time. It's the only time. I do have some jumper cables. So she came down there. I hooked up the cable. She ate her breakfast. We let it charge up a couple of minutes. Then I fired it up. It cranked. And she said, you know, my heater's not working too good either. It's kind of cold. I said, okay. So we drove up to O'Reilly's in Collinsville, got a battery, and had them put it in there. And they also got a gallon of coolant, you know, antifreeze, 50-50 antifreeze. Put that in her reservoir in her vehicle. Now the heater worked perfect, you know, really hot. Just a little low on fluid and battery. So anyway, that was done. That was by the grace of God, is what I'm saying. I mean, you're probably thinking, well, all these bad things are happening. Is that God's grace? Well, no. Things wear out. You know, tires wear out. Windshield wipers wear out. Batteries go dead every once in a while. That's nothing uncommon. That happens to everybody. But being in a situation to where it, boom, just gets fixed like that, And, you know, you're right there at the place, and you hadn't even thought, well, hey, do you guys do inspections? Yeah. Boom, there it's done. So all of that got done, and let's see. Now, back to the electrical receptacles very quickly at home. To make a long story short, I was praying to God to give me wisdom on how to get that problem fixed. Because the electrical starts messing up. What do? I mean, it's crazy. And I worked with an electric company before, but I'm not exactly a master electrician. But anyway, my first job was with Larry's Electric Company. And boy, I tell you, I decided I didn't want to be an electrician. Man, this is hard work. You know, we tore out all the wiring in the old furniture factory, American Furniture, put in new big pipes like this with four one-inch cables running through them. And, oh, man, that's hard work. Busting through a wall in July in a furniture factory. And they don't have air conditioning in there. But anyway, it is rough. You sweat a lot. We were on top of thing fell down. You know, people say, oh, you're going to get shocked. You know, this wire fell down on this cage we were standing on. So it's like, ah. But nobody got hurt anyway. So I prayed for wisdom on that. Through the course of several unexpected events, I ended up in my study area checking the receptacle behind my desk. And sure enough, there was a burnt wire that wasn't making connection. So I restripped the wire, put in a new receptacle, turned the breaker back on, and everything worked. All of her extra receptacles were working. But praise God. I mean, it sounds like, well, who wants to go through all that? Nobody. But yet, the fact that the grace of God is working in our life. And so, you know, things do wear out. Well, the thing about it, I could have spent a week if I tried to figure out how to do it myself. But when I prayed to God, things happened. Boom, boom. Next thing I knew what the problem was. It would have taken me, I may have never gotten it fixed if it hadn't been for that. But God will show us things, and He'll answer a prayer, especially that one about wisdom. Now, I could have been discouraged about all those things, but the sense of God's presence and His grace working to get these things straightened out and fixed, it was just amazing to be a part of. And, you know, I think about Paul. You know, he said that the Lord told him, my grace is enough. My grace is sufficient. Stop worrying about this. For my strength is made perfect in your inability. See, the grace of God, with the grace of God, we can do things we're not able to do. Because we're not operating in our ability. We're operating in His ability, which is far beyond ours. And you know, on top of that, this didn't hurt me financially getting all these things done because I got that extra money came in to cover it, more than cover it. Praise God. To me, it's the only way to live now. And to keep that speaking the promises over my life and letting that grace be released, you know, about different areas of my life. So, amen. I guess we'll close here. Just say this after me. Father, I thank You that I am blessed with the blessing of Abraham. I am compassed about with favor. For You, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor, You will surround me as with a shield. I am surrounded by Your grace, Your unmerited favor, Your divine enabling. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Father, I thank You that Your goodness and Your mercy, they follow me all the days of my life. I am blessed in the city. I am blessed in the field. I am blessed in all I set my hands unto. Everywhere I go, and everything I do, I am blessed. I have favor with God and with men. People are good to me everywhere I go. Father, I thank You that You command the blessing over all the works of my hands. There shall no evil befall me. Neither shall any sickness come near my dwelling. For you, Lord, you will give your angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They will bear me up in their hands, lest I should even dash my foot against a stone. Father, I thank you that you satisfy my mouth with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. I'm getting more youthful every day. Hallelujah. With long life you satisfy me, and you will show me your salvation, your deliverance in every situation. I am blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. If you believe it, give Him some praise. Hallelujah.